For Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.
Well, everybody wants to be in the room where it happens, and Chase is a big room.
Hamilton, though I have found that just about everyone I know who tried to get tickets has been able to get them. I don't think that that will continue forever. Eventually, there are only so many seats, but people who tried to get tickets have been able to get them. They made it possible.
I think that was great, because you want everybody there who wants to be there. Well, if you absolutely can't get tickets to Hamilton, what a lot of folks have obviously done is call Musical Fair for Christmas Over the Tavern. Completely, absolutely, 100% sold out.
Yes. Beloved son of Buffalo, Tom Dudzik, who wrote Over the Tavern and a franchise of plays subsequent to it, a musical about the same family.
The Pazinskis with the little smart guy, Rudy, who loves to envision everything as a TV show. Now, you know who absolutely blew me away? I expected Wendy Hall and Pamela Rose Mangus to do their thing, and they did. But the guy I so much admire now is Jacob Albarella. I've only seen him in comic roles, characters. And here he plays a real dad with some real problems.
Well, a little too real, I thought. Although I will say that the strength of the show is its delightful nostalgia. And I do agree that Jacob Albarella is marvelous in the role. But this is a father who is not simply stressed out by his job. This man seems to have deeply seated psychological problems that I really do not think can be healed by the magic of Christmas. I'm wondering about that particular take on this musical and the journey of the mother, which is to say, no journey at all. She's very lovely and endearing, but less psychologically complex than June Cleaver.
You're right. She comes in the door, she cooks dinner, she walks out to some other activity and returns to cook dinner.
Yes, but its successful elements, particularly Rudy, I thought that when the nun claims to be able to read palms, that little, I won't tell the punchline of that one, but the one lyric I just adored, things we like about Buffalo are, you know, the ratio of bars to churches, that lyric was very clever. Just some fabulous fun stuff.
Well, the audience at Musical Fair loved it. Another franchise that I guess has legs is the original Nonsense, and it's now out as Nuncrackers at O'Connell & Company, which appeals to a similar group. So I would say if you couldn't get tickets to Christmas Over the Tavern, well, Nuncrackers might be your cup of tea.
Susanna Breeze, Mary Craig, Mary Mobius, Ann Moser, Mary Kate O'Connell herself, Michael Starzinski. One clown funnier than the next could be very diverting for the holidays.
Nuncrackers opens next Thursday and runs to just about the night before Christmas. On a completely different tack, went over to see August Wilson's King Hedley II, Paul Robeson Theater at the African American Cultural Center. Wow, very powerful, but as you also noted, very long.
Well, the strengths of the production, I think, are the vivid portrayals of these characters and their facility with the lusciously poetic language of August Wilson. August Wilson wrote a 10-play cycle about African-American life, each play representing a different decade of the 20th century. This play is set in 1985, and it's a kind of sequel to his episode from the 1940s, Seven Guitars. Incidents recounted in that play from the 40s come back to play out in potent ways, and I thought that the trajectory of the story is very clear and moving. Where it does lose is pace, and I think that they were handicapped further by the loss of an actor just days before opening and having to replace him with an actor too young for the role but very good, making clarity of the words, but on script, which does things to the pacing of the piece.
But all of the things I liked about Sive, which continues over at the Irish Classical, I mean, the acting, the set, everything, very impressive at the Paul Robeson. King Hedley II, it has a short run. It's only up through December 2nd, so get over to the Paul Robeson as quickly as you can. On the other hand, My Three Angels continues a little longer through December 15th. It's a movie starring Humphrey Bogart, now on stage. These convicts bring the magic of Christmas to a family with some problems.
Well, yeah, of course, the inevitable Christmas fair. Alleyway will again be doing Christmas Carol, but also checking in with a very, very Trumpy Christmas Carol, which is a spoof of the whole thing that sounds fun.
And I want to remind folks that Afterglow, speaking of the Alleyway, continues through this weekend. You know, a lot of folks have sort of gotten used to language on stage. We're no longer shocked at certain four-letter words, but people are still having a problem with intimacy on stage. Come on, folks. The stage is supposed to show all the great aspects of life.
Well, I think that you're referring to the nudity and scenes of intimacy in the production of Afterglow. It's a whole area of the American theater now, that staging intimacy. I can remember back in the early 90s when some theaters making some really clumsy forays into it. BUA is rather more skilled at doing this, and it has been a central feature of a number of their productions, but it still does have the ability to startle and needs to be handled properly, and I think that that is an area in which the BUA company is well practiced.
I agree. For Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.